Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, Stoic Seekers. Welcome back to Fortitude First, your daily dose of wisdom for conquering life's challenges. I'm Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, sometimes the biggest battles we face aren't against external forces, but against those internal cravings, those, I need another cookie, demons that can sabotage our health goals. We're talking about weight loss, folks. A journey many of us embark on, often filled with yo-yo dieting and feelings of frustration. But what if I told you there's a powerful tool, one rooted in ancient philosophy, that can help us not just lose weight, but cultivate a healthier relationship with food? That's right, I'm talking about mindful eating. Mindful eating isn't some fancy diet trend. It's a practice of bringing full awareness to the act of eating. Think of it as stoicism in action. Living in the present moment and making conscious choices that align with our long-term well-being. Now, you might be thinking, easier said than done, Brandon. I get it, but trust me, these five key takeaways can help you harness the power of mindful eating for sustainable weight loss. First off, ditch the distractions. Ever find yourself mindlessly shoveling food into your mouth while scrolling through social media or binge-watching Netflix? Yeah, that's a recipe for overeating. Sit down at a designated mealtime, put away your phone, and savor each bite. Engage all your senses, the colors, textures, aromas, flavors, and really experience the deliciousness of your food. Second, listen to your body's cues. Are you truly hungry or are you just bored, stressed, or emotional? Pay attention to those subtle signals that tell you when you need to eat and when you're satisfied. It takes practice, but learning to differentiate between physical hunger and emotional cravings is a game changer. Third, slow down. Seriously, take your time, chew your food thoroughly, appreciate each mouthful, and let your body register the sensation of fullness. This isn't a race, it's about nourishing yourself with intention. Rushing through meals often leads to overeating because your brain hasn't caught up yet that you've actually had enough. Next up, choose whole, unprocessed foods. Think fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains, the good stuff that fuels your body and keeps you feeling satisfied for longer. You know what I'm talking about, those nutrient-packed powerhouses. Finally, practice gratitude. Before every meal, take a moment to appreciate the food on your plate, the people who helped bring it to you, and the nourishment it provides. A little gratitude can go a long way in shifting your mindset from deprivation to abundance. Ever find yourself reaching for that bag of chips while watching TV, even though you're not really hungry? That's a classic example of mindless eating. It happens to all of us. We get caught up in the moment, the show, the stress, the boredom, and before we know it, we've devoured half the bag. Now imagine this. You're settling in for your favorite TV show, but instead of grabbing the chips, you reach for a bowl of fresh fruit or some sliced veggies. You consciously savor each bite, paying attention to the textures, the flavors, and the feeling of fullness that starts to settle in. See the difference? Mindful eating isn't about deprivation. It's about making conscious choices that align with your well-being. Remember these stoic principles, live in the present moment, control your impulses, and strive for balance. By incorporating mindful eating techniques into your daily life, you can not only shed those extra pounds but also cultivate a deeper connection with your body and food. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing today. Put down that phone during meals, listen to your body's cues, and savor every bite. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use some stoic wisdom on their weight loss journey. Let's spread the word about mindful eating and empower each other to live healthier, more fulfilling lives. Until next time, keep your minds sharp, your spirits high, and remember, fortitude first.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.